Hey, we're so glad you're here, and we sure want you to come back another time when all of us are here, but we are so glad you're here today, and I believe God wants to meet needs here.
Amen.
I want to get right into the Word of God here this morning, try to not be too long and wearisome on your time here. We want God to help us. We want to have a great altar service here today. St. John chapter 1, verse number 35. I want to stand and read along with us. We'd love for you to read this opening passage with us here this morning. I know we don't have our word up on the screen this morning like we normally do on Sunday, but if you can look around, I'll pick up a Bible close to you. We'll give you another moment or two here. St. John, chapter 1. I've commented on some of these verses the last previous Sundays in the leadership devotional time. I would maybe just try to give you the full-blown version today. Is that all right? All right. How many have it? Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, let's read it. Verse number 35, St. John chapter 1. And the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak and followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted to Christ. And he brought him unto Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated in his presence here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse number 42. Jesus did not call Peter because of what he was or what he is now, but rather because he seen who he could become. And by his grace and his mercy, he would become the man that Christ wanted him to be. We find in this setting here, Jesus was beginning to make himself known to the masses, to the folks around him. He was fixing to let it be revealed who he was. And they had saw him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And one of these disciples that had been with John immediately began to follow Jesus. His name was Andrew. Andrew had a brother named Simon, and he first goeth and findeth his own brother.
Amen.
Well, I wish I could preach right there for a while. You know, it really would make a great difference in this congregation if every one of us that had a fleshly brother or sister would go and find that one.
Sure.
I'd say if I asked for hands today, there would be hands that would go up that would say, I have a brother, I have a sister. For sure, we could go on to loved ones, cousins, uncles, aunts. If we brought those to Jesus, I'm just talking about the ones of you that are here this morning. If we were able to get all of those and get them in this building tonight, this building would not have room to contain them. Praise God. So there's folks that we can find. And when Andrew brings Simon to Jesus, Jesus already knows who he is. He doesn't have to wait for a formal greeting. He doesn't have to wait for a formal introduction to say, Jesus, this is Simon. Simon, this is Jesus. Before that ever takes place, Jesus recognizes him. He knows him. And he says, in other words, I know who you are. Thou art Simon. Matter of fact, I even know who your father is. Your father's name is Jonas. Praise God. And I just wonder if you would just in your mind meditate a few moments. If there's someone that you had never met before in your life, you didn't
them from Adam, as we say. And somebody is telling you, and they say, I want you to go with me. I want you to go. I want you to go meet that Junior Smith. I met this guy. He's a great guy. I want you to meet him. I'd like to introduce you. And so you start following me. And about the time we get within earshot of Junior, Brother Junior, he'd say, I know who you are. Would that kind of give anybody a funny feeling? And then if he told you who your dad's name was, you know, I tell you what it would do to me, Brother Fry, I'd start wondering, what else does this guy know about me?
Sure.
Come on, are y'all with me? Man, if he knows my name, he knows my dad's name. I know I don't know this guy, I've never met this guy, but he knows who I am, he knows who my father is. I wonder what else he knows about me. Hallelujah. But the thing about it, Jesus knew everything about him. Praise God. And he said, I'm going to make something out of you. Oh, I'd like to help somebody here this morning. If we can realize Jesus already knows us. When he calls you, when he deals with you, when he lets conviction reach out and calls you to an altar of repentance and prayer, he already knows who you are. He already knows everything about you. And he's not calling you. He's not letting conviction grip your heart because he knows how good you are. He knows everything about you. He knows your past. He knows what you was thinking about this morning. He knows what you was doing yesterday. Amen. But the good thing about that, even though he knows everything, he still wants you to be his disciple. He still wants to call you to himself. Amen. Not because of what you are. There's no good in any human being. There is none good, the scripture says. No, not one. But it is Christ in us that makes us what he wants us to become. And if we'll walk with him and stay with him and learn his ways, he will make us what he wants us to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Christ did see him. When he beheld him for the first time, he says, I know thou art Simon. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Praise God. I know what you are now. I see what you are now. But I already have something in mind that I want you to become. Oh, yes. So after Simon spending a little bit of time with him, and he's seen him feed the multitudes. Amen. Even Peter, by the where I'm fixing to read to you now, has been in relationship with Christ. He's walked on the water. Not very many men that ever lived and died could claim that I have. And it wasn't a false claim. Arnold, he did walk on the water. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. He had been taught by Christ. He still wasn't where he needed to be. He still wasn't where Christ wanted him to be yet. Amen. But there is some spiritual progress in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? God, I wish I could preach it here this morning. Amen. This is so important. If you don't know God, this is a valuable passage. Amen. For you to really know Christ, you must also have the same revelation that Peter is about to give of who Jesus is. Oh, help us in here today, Lord. I wonder if I'm preaching to a lot of people. I wonder if I know a lot of people that claim and experience and they claim to know Jesus. Amen. But you may just know about him, but you may not be in relationship with him where God can really reveal to the Spirit who he is and who he really is. don't want to be a part of your life. He don't want to be what you do on Sunday. But Jesus wants to be Lord. And if he can't be Lord of your life, he won't be anything in your life. It's good to see Jesus feed 5,000 five loaves of bread. It's good for Jesus to give a man power to walk on the water, but that's still not the most important thing. And many times we get wrapped up in the show, amen, in the miracle and what's happening in our life and what God's doing in our life, amen, through his working, and not really ever get a revelation. My God, I'd like to help you here this morning. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Verse number 16, amen, Peter gets the revelation, and Simon Peter answered and said, this is his response to Jesus, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen, this is that man that Jesus knew who he was. He knew the thoughts and the intents of his heart. He knew how rough shot he was. He knew how mean he had been. He knew how low down he had been. But he said, I want you, Simon Bar Jonah, not because of what you are now, but because of what I'm going to do through you. Amen. And it is showing in his life. When the revelation from God's Spirit comes on him to answer that question, when everybody else is standing around, seemingly not knowing what to say, that the Spirit comes on Peter and he says, I know who you are. Amen. There was a time Jesus knew who he was. Peter, by revelation, says, I know who you are. You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. It's because God was doing a work in his life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The reason a lot of people don't get saved, they don't recognize who he is. They don't understand his authority. They don't know his power. But brothers and sisters, if we can ever get a revelation of who he is, he already knows who we are. Same Spirit that revealed heaven who it was to Peter would work inside. I don't care if you've been saved for a long time, if you can get a revelation of who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you, it will change the way you live your life. Yeah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, which that bar is son. Almost the same thing he said when he first saw him the first time. I know you, I know your father. Blessed art thou. Amen. Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Oh, praise God. And I say, also, I like this, unto thee thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever thou shalt, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed. Amen. Now, if Jesus knew some of you like I knew some of you all before some of you all got saved, amen, and think about who you were before you got saved, and think about some people that you know that might be sitting here, amen, praise God. Brother Bob, can I just kind of pester you a little bit this morning? Is it all right? Amen. You're shaking your head, no. Does that mean I need to walk away? Praise God. But I know. At least this gentleman sat behind you probably knew you before you got saved. Amen. Not very long, amen, but probably long enough. Amen. When you first met him, would you have been happy to give Brother Bob the keys to your house? I tell you, forgive me, brother, for a lot of things I heard about that old Brother Bob, I probably wouldn't have given the keys to my house. Amen. But when Jesus... But when Jesus spent some time with Peter, he said, I'm going to give you some keys. I see what I'm doing in you. I see the change in you. I'm just handing over the keys to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. We went, it's like Lester Moore said one time. He looked over at Brother Bill Tinsley. He said, Bill, He said, "For you got saved, I wouldn't have trusted you in my hen house or any other house." Why? Because we were unregenerated. We didn't know him. We didn't have a revelation of who he was. Amen. I tell you what, Brother Bob, I wouldn't mind giving you the keys to everything I have. I wouldn't mind giving you the keys to to my cars and my house. Because if you needed something, you'd be welcome. You could do it. Amen. But there would have been a time when we could have done it. Are y'all still with me? Are you getting the point here this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a change. Amen. Jesus knew who he was. I know who you are. I know what you was. I wouldn't have gave you nothing. I wouldn't have gave you the time of day. Amen. But because you have a revelation and you now know who I am, I'm handing it all over to you. I'm putting it all in your hands. I'm putting it all in your trust. Amen. God, help us here this morning. Do you believe God's still able to do it, church? Do you believe he's still able to change lives? Do you think you can take the old man and turn him around? Oh, come on, I need to preach to somebody here this morning. But if we're not careful, even though we've been forgiven, Brother Carlton, we'll still hold things against somebody else that's already under the blood. And God forgive them, and God already handed them over the keys of the kingdom. But we still won't give them the time of day because we know who they were. Yeah, I know how they were. I knew how their parents were. I knew how their grandparents were. I ain't having nothing to do with them because I know how they are. Praise God. Jesus knew who Peter was. He knew what he was. But yet he died. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've probably gone about as far as I need to go with this morning. I've got some other things, but if I press on in, it's going to get longer. I really spent a little more time right here than what I thought I would. I want to give an altar call right now. Praise God. Sister, can you come to the piano? Praise God. There's someone here, maybe. Jelani, do you know the song? When I was on the cross. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me. Oh, he knew me. Come on, church, work with me a little bit. Oh, he knew. Yeah, he loved me. He whose glory makes the heavens shine. So
something.
You'll never get the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he really is, Brother Lester, until you spend some time with him. That's what made the difference. Jesus knew Peter, but Peter didn't know Jesus. Peter knew some things in his background, but he didn't know anything that Jesus didn't already know about him. But he still said to him, "Well, get a hold of it, Brother Billy." Jesus knew you when he saw you. He knew right where he was and what got you in that place when those preachers came and preached to you. He knew all of that, and he loved you. So, well, that's Brother Bill. Yeah, but what about Brother Darrell? What about Brother Luke? What about Brother Shaw? What about Brother Kid? Again, with that first introduction, would you have liked for somebody to automatically knew your name? You have known everything in your background? Not very good, yeah, us would. But knowing all that, and he still loved us, and he said, "I know what you are, but I know what I'm going to do in your life. I know what I can do. You'll spend some time with me, you'll get a revelation of who I am, and then you'll be like Peter. You'll say, 'Am I now under Christ, the Son of the living God?'" Oh, man, I need to preach, I need to give an altar call. I don't hardly know what to do here. And I'm not worried about preaching to folks that have been saved for a long time, and maybe you've not really learned who he is. When he is Lord of everything in your life, it's not a problem to go to church. It's not an issue to go to camp meeting. It's not an issue to do whatever needs to be done to fill in. Carry on what needs to be done to work with God. These altars are open. If somebody wants to come down, receive Christ this morning. Not out of our Lord, but his condition. But I get an altar call like this almost every Sunday. These altars are open. If you just have a need in your life, you'd like for someone to pray with you, we have people that live.